For years, cell phone carrier Sprint and T-Mobile have talked about a possible merger. This weekend, they officially called it off, for the foreseeable future anyway. In a statement, T-Mobile US's president and CEO said, while combining with Sprint is compelling, quote, we have been clear all along that a deal with anyone will have to result in superior long-term value for T-Mobile shareholders compared to our outstanding standalone performance and track record, end quote. Joining us now to help break this down is Julie Osk. She's an analyst with the research firm Forrester. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
And it sounds a little bit like T-Mobile may be saying to Sprint, hey, it's not us, it's you. Is that a fair assessment, do you think?
Well, I think, you know, if you look at the terms of the deal or what they were proposing, you know, both would want to have ownership or some kind of control over the network in the long term. You know, spectrum is a scarce resource. It is something that's very valuable. And I think the value of that in the long term is a bit unknown. So it's hard to put a price on that today.
Had this potential merger been looked at favorably by regulators? Had it gotten to the stage where they were making comments about whether or not this might be allowed to go through?
So I hadn't seen those comments, but I think one of the things to keep in mind, a lot of people think, hey, there's like four carriers in the United States. They think of Verizon, they think of AT&T. But the reality is there's close to 100 operators in the U.S. when you count in the ones that we call the virtual operators that work on someone else's network. So consumers in any one of these markets do have a lot of choice, and they certainly, you know, have more choice than they do for home broadband or TV, so to speak.
So what does it mean? I mean, these are two pretty big carriers in the U.S. What does it mean for consumers that things will stay the same, at least for now?
Yeah, so I think consumers will continue to have a lot of choice. I think there would have actually been more uncertainty for consumers if the two entities had combined. Each has its own spectrum and frequencies. Each has used different technologies in part to build out those networks. And so you probably would have seen some kind of a slowdown in innovation and rollout of new services to consumers over the next couple of years while they tried to make the pieces work together before we would have seen, you know, more benefits for consumers, so to speak. So consumers probably benefit in the near term.
How is Sprint doing, and how will it be doing without combining with T-Mobile going forward?
Well, I think it's always hard when you're a distant, you know, third or fourth in the market, as those two companies are, relative to a couple of giants in the U.S. But I think one of the things to keep in mind is they own assets that can't disappear, right? There's a very, very high barrier to entry in the industry that they're in. And as we look at the number of connected devices that consumers have, you know, there's, you know, the smartphone population is more than one per person in some cases. We're connecting tablets and watches and cars and more devices. So I think there's a lot of upside for any carrier in the U.S. I think one of the other things is, you know, every carrier has a fixed amount of capacity, and they're certainly doing things to increase that capacity as we go forward. But, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of demand for the networks that these guys have here over the next few years and in the long term as well. So there's a lot that I would say is unknown. It's hard to predict.
Well, given some of those changes and how sort of the industry is evolving, and as you say, more and more devices are using some of these networks, do you anticipate that either or both of these companies will continue to make investments in new technology and maybe improved infrastructure going forward?
Yeah, so I believe so, because, you know, if you think about it, a network is a bit like driving on a highway. You know, as a consumer, do you want to be on like the old, decrepit, like crowded highway? Or do you want to be on the fast, you know, like the new wide open one where you can drive really fast? And consumers want to be on like the wide open highway where they can drive really fast and there isn't congestion. And so there'll always be demand for consumers to be on the newer networks. And the second thing is if you look at the way consumers use their phones and what they consume, you know, certainly communication is always at the top of the list, but media is a very close second. And things like video and watching live TV depends on those faster networks. So there'll be a lot of use cases, so to speak, for those faster networks as we look forward.
Would you anticipate that these two firms might try again down the road, or do you think there might be other mobile telecom firms that could be looking to get together at some point down the road?
So one of the challenges, I think, with Sprint and T-Mobile is that, you know, one is owned or controlled by an entity in Germany and the other one in Japan. I think the U.S. is absolutely a lucrative market. So I think it would be interesting to see if either a player from the outside would have an interest in the U.S. market, or, you know, some other entity is looking for a place in this market that's got a lot of upside, certainly. But again, two of the pieces that always come into play is, like, what spectrum do I own and what technologies have I built out my network? Because if those things aren't compatible and if the frequencies and the spectrum, you know, isn't – there's not synergies there – you know, there's not as much value as you may think. There's a lot of costs associated with, you know, merging those entities together.
All right. That's Julie Osk. She's an analyst with Forrester Research. Julie, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. Thank you.